Hello, Mrs. Covett. Please come in and have a seat. I'm Mrs. Martin. You spoke on the phone?
Yes, thank you. I remember you said you could help me with my money problems. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm here to help you. And if we work together, I'm sure we can find a solution to your problems. And in order to do that, I'm going to need you to give me more information about your situation. This will help us figure out the best options for you and your family. First of all, could you please describe your current position?
As I said on the phone, I am a single mother with three children. I have two twin boys at primary school, and then there's Sandrine, who's at secondary school. Their father is unemployed and is handicapped. I know he has a social worker who wants to talk to you, but I can't say why.
I see. Well, we'll come back to that later. Tell me, does your ex-husband contribute any money to the family? Does he see the children regularly?
The last time he saw them, he stayed at the house while I went to my sister's wedding, and he used the computer so much that I got a bill for £340 when I came home. I can't pay it, and he doesn't help regularly.
Oh dear. And is the bill still not paid?
Well, I don't see how it would be. I can't pay it, and now I'm scared that they will take me to court for that. I'm also worried we'll be thrown out of the flat because I can't pay the rent. And to top it all, I am in arrears for gas and electricity as well. They say every cloud has a silver lining, but I'm not so sure now.
Okay, we will talk about that in a minute, but I have some more questions. Are you alone with the three children?
Yes, I had a boyfriend, but he left a couple of months ago. I guess you can't blame him. It is getting difficult with the kids. Sandrine won't talk to me anymore. She just stays in her room, and the twins are very naughty. They'll sometimes even hit me, and they are only eight. It's all getting out of hand.
And how about you? How do you feel at the moment?
Well, to be honest, I'm exhausted. I was actually in hospital last winter for an operation, and I can't seem to manage since then. I feel like sleeping all the time, and I am very angry and scared. I don't know why these things keep happening to me. It's all so unfair.
Why don't we see what we can do to help you all through this difficult moment?